morning.
Good morning.
Who here likes to run? People run for different reasons. To stay fit, because they like it, or to win a race. One thing that you need for running is endurance. What's endurance? Endurance is the ability to keep on going, to hold in there. The topic is running the race with endurance. Through your life, you're going to have to keep your faith and not let it go. I have 4 points. The first point is falling away. Everyone here is in chance of falling away. One of the reasons for falling away is selfishness. An example of this can be found in Galatians 5, 4 through 9. This is Paul's letter to Galatia. The Galatians were following an Old Testament rule, that being circumcision, because they wanted to keep something from the old law. Another example can be found in Hosea chapter 4. Starting in verse 1, you can see that Israel was following a life that wasn't pleasant to God. It says that there was no faithfulness or steadfast love, there was no knowledge of God in the land, and so on through verse 2. If you go down to verse 16, it says, like a stubborn heifer, Israel is stubborn. Can the Lord now feed them like a lamb in the broad pasture? Israel is being stubborn, doing what they wanted instead of what God wanted. Another reason for falling away is loving the world. In 2 Timothy 4:10, there's an example of Demas falling away from the Lord and falling in love with the world. A good example is the story of Ananias and Sapphira. This couple can be found in Acts chapter 5, and what they did was they sold a plot of land, and instead of giving all their money to the Lord, they only gave some. They fell in consumption with the world and kept all the money for themselves. Or not all of it, half of it. As Christians, we should not be consumed by the world. Colossians 3, 1 through 2 says to set our minds on things above, not on things of earth. And Romans 12, 2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Consequences of falling away is having Jesus turn his face from you. Hebrews 10:38 says that the Lord's pleasure will be lost from you. He will turn his face. Revelations 2:4-5 is Jesus talking to the church of Ephesus and how they dropped their love. He tells them to repent, or he will remove your lampstand. The second point is to keep away from temptation. As Christians, we can fall under temptation and help each other. As sisters, we should do so. And Paul's letter to Corinth, found in 2 Corinthians 1-6, states that we are comforted by God, and through his comfort, we can comfort others. Even Jesus was tempted as he was on earth. Turn with me to Matthew 4. Jesus was tempted 3 times. The first time it says, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. The second time, it says, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. And the third time, it says, again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. All 3 times, Jesus stayed away from temptation. I think we forget that Jesus was here on the world and he is still sinless, that he was tempted, but yet he's the only man that is sinless. In James 1:13-15, it says, let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it was conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, and forth, death. It's saying that, you know, being tempted leads over to sin, and that taking us farther away from the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says that God won't let us face any temptation that we cannot overcome. The third point is keeping a steady faith. We should long to keep our steady faith and staying strong. Turn to 1 Peter 2:2. It reads, like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, and by it you may grow up to salvation. As Christians, we should yearn for knowledge. to continuously grow, because as Christians, we can never stop growing, and there's always something to work on. In Titus 2, 11 through 15, it explains the way we should be living while we are waiting. If we endure to the end, we will receive the reward. Hebrews 11, 24 through 26 talks about Moses showing his faith. Instead of valuing the treasures of Egypt, he looked towards the reward and stayed faithful to God. The reward being going to heaven and being with our Lord and Savior. Hebrews 10, 35 through 36 says, "Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised." With confidence and endurance, we can get to the reward promised to us if we keep our faith. The fourth point is looking towards the Lord. Seeking the Lord can help us endure to the end and through our lives. In Matthew 11, 28 through 30, it says that Jesus will give us rest. But in order to gain that rest, we need to stay faithful. Isaiah 41, 10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with righteous hands." And Psalms 116, 6 through 7, it says, "When I was brought low, he saved me." Hebrews 4, 11 through 16 says we can find grace to help in the time of need. We can look towards Jesus' love to endure till the end. He died on the cross for our sins, and for that we should be grateful. And we should live our lives according to his will, so that one day we can abide with him. Hebrews 12, 1 through 2 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. Let us run the race with endurance that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured to the cross, despised the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." Then it goes on to say that yes, we do sin, but we should not let that take us away from our faith, because we did not shed our blood, but Jesus shed his blood on the cross for our sins. With this, we can endure till the end. We can see that finish line, that line that leads into the entrance of pearly gates and streets of gold. Jesus sitting on the right hand of God, congratulating you as you break that ribbon. That line being heaven, where you can abide forever.